From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
At auto plants around the country, full-time permanent employees assemble cars right alongside temp workers who make far less money. At the Nissan plant in Canton, Mississippi, that gap is particularly complicated. Mississippi has a long history of inequality, economic and otherwise, based on race. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports on a new trend that has echoes of old disparities for our series, Divide a Decade, on how we've changed since the Great Recession.
At the Nissan assembly line here, permanent workers make up to $25 an hour. Temps start at $13.
They work side by side.
Antonio Ivy is a former temp who eventually became permanent.
Dressed the same, come to work, and do their jobs. They deserve more.
Most workers at this line are black, and the notion of second-class worker prompts strong emotions in a state with a proud civil rights past.
I'm gonna sit at the welcome table, oh Lord.
The Civil Rights Museum in Jackson, about a half hour from the plant, tells those stories of voting rights, of equal pay, and of equal access to work in the first place. Local NAACP activist Frank Figger cites the civil rights leader Medgar Evers.
Medgar Evers, I had to write a letter to then President Eisenhower about the factories that were in Mississippi that were not hiring black people.
The fight for worker fairness continues today, says Nissan line worker Travis Parks. He leads an effort to raise pay for temps and to form a union.
We had a lot of problems in Mississippi in the South at the time. During the civil rights movement, people just did not want to go against the grain. But you had a few that stood up against it to better everybody else.
But there's a competing view of history that defends the status quo. Scott Waller runs the State Chamber of Commerce.
We initially were an agrarian society in Mississippi. And then in the 60s and 70s, we kind of were a textile mill type manufacturing facility.
To him, the arrival of the Nissan plant here in 2003 took the next step.
The advanced manufacturing you're seeing is a result of things like Nissan and the suppliers and the other automotive industry that's throughout the state.
He says in every sector, entry-level workers start out making less, and that temp wages at Nissan are a step up from other hourly work. In a way, this is a debate between good pay versus equal pay, and how you view history helps frame which side you're on. In Jackson, Mississippi, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.